My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Guardians are on a 5-game skid. It's not very good. But we do have the Kevin Stefanski show tonight. A little bit of yay boo there, eh? Mary Kay, yay! Guardians on a 5-game skid, boo. You're not going to help me out with any of this? You're just not going to participate? Thanks a lot.
I just don't appreciate...
I can't do it by myself.
The canopy conversation has poured into this segment with Contingent Online.
Good. Glad.
I had no idea. Freedom fighters.
Good.
For the trees.
I hope there's people who chain themselves to the trees outside in your yard like they do over at Cal Berkeley outside the football stadium. I hope they start living in your trees. I pray to God. That's what I hope for.
Just don't poison the trees. Can't poison.
Well, no, you don't want to poison the trees, for crying out loud. No one wants to.
But cut college football weirdos, man.
And cut them down nicely. You know, you do trees just like a dog. Okay, that's what you do. Mary Kay in 20 minutes. Stephen Vogt spoke yesterday. Things are not good for the Gardos right now. You blink, and they've lost 5 in a row. Yeah. Still 16 short of the White Sox, so we still got that going for us.
Do they no longer have the best record in baseball?
They no longer have the best record in baseball. Stephen Vogt, what went wrong in this series? Stephen says...
They're the team that made it to the World Series last year, Sportsman's now, and they're missing one of their best hitters, too. So it's a good team. They played us tough. The walks and the long balls what got us against them. And against teams like that, it's just on the flip side. When we get walks and hit homers, we're causing damage. And so they played us really well. They beat us. And, you know, it's a really good team.
Been a tough week, Steven. What's happening?
The results, we don't like. But the way we're playing, especially giving ourselves a chance to tie the game, take the lead, I couldn't ask for anything more. I'd be lying if I told you we're all happy right now, but at the same time, like, every team goes through these stretches, and here we are at August 7th, and we're going through it for the first time. It's not the way we're playing, it's the results.
Every time people go ripping them, they start winning baseball games again. They are 5-5 in their last 10.
Yeah, I mean, you'd make the argument they haven't played anywhere near their best baseball for a long time now. We're talking like 2 months, it feels like. And yet they still have this lead in the division. They still have one of the best records in baseball. And what is so interesting is the teams that play them, and I've said this, like, for any to take the Guardians series, just listen to the teams that play them. And what, when they played in the series against Philadelphia, when they played the series against Baltimore, I know it was disappointing they lost the last two games of those series, which is why, you know, this losing streak has kind of built up. But, I mean, those series, the Guardians were right in there. They were just as good as those teams.
There's a lot of things I think about them. And, you know, all one I know you pay attention to. I think they're pressing a little bit. You know, the end of the... On Monday night, the end of the game against against Arizona, where you see guys taking hell hacks and real bad at-bats. Josh Naylor had two, and the 8th and the 10th had two really bad at-bats. And Angel Martinez, who a lot of people are excited about, the at-bat he had that would have been bad for a 9U travel baseball team, how bad that at-bat was. Now, obviously, Daniel Schneeman had some professionalism about him. Bo Naylor, I don't know what to do with Bo Naylor. Everybody says he sucks at the plate. Every time I watch him, he tends to get a hit. So maybe I should be watching Bo Naylor every single time he goes up to the plate. I know he's still batting like 206 right now, but he seems to be trying to come out of a funk the best he can. Andrés Giménez, I think he's a curious study. Because going into yesterday, we had, and I know you weren't here, we had Mizell on. And he's talking about him being tentative at the plate. And I know he slid into second base yesterday on what should have been. He should have been able to leg it out over to third on the ground ball hit by Jose Ramirez. I don't think he saw it coming. I tend to give him the benefit of the doubt. But either way, you know, he's being called out to be timid at the plate. I think that that's showing that these guys are pressing a little bit here. I think they know. The rotation is still, you bring up Logan Allen, then you got to send Logan Allen back down. I know that Matt Boyd was scintillating.
Yeah, he was. I was excited to hear that.
So at least you had that going for you. So you're going to have Matt Boyd at some point here, probably very soon. And you asked Zach yesterday, you go, if the playoffs started today, what's your rotation? Well, you got Bibee starting game one, and then there's probably Ben Lively game two. And then I think a lot of people, and Zach didn't say this, I think you're hoping for a rain delay, and you're hoping for, or a postponement, and then you're hoping for Tanner Bibee to go game one. Kind of like what happened with the Yankees in the series against us a couple years ago, where we had the rain delay, quote unquote, and then all of a sudden they're able to start pitchers again. So I think that it's a downer for a lot of folks, because I think that this lineup is pressing a bit. Josh Naylor's trying to swing out of his shoes, but he did hit a home run yesterday. Jose still smooth as silk. Got nothing bad to say about Jose. But I think a lot of guys here, Tone, are pressing right now, and that's what kind of concerns me and going, okay, is this a bad week, or are there things to really be concerned about?
Well, you hated how just disjointed that series was to begin with, you know, because of the postponement and what that did. That was unfortunate, especially after you lost the last two against Baltimore. But this coming up, I mean, you have four games at Minnesota, and then they are right there. They are right there. They are waiting for you to make a huge mistake. They are waiting for a tailspin. And they, like you, they didn't do a ton at the deadline. They didn't do anything, really, at the deadline. So this is going to be their opportunity to get right back in this race and to really put the fear of God in us, you know, the rest of the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The way.
Yeah.
Then you got Chicago, three games back at home. They're around 500, right? And then Milwaukee and
the
New
Cubs.
York.
Not the White Sox.
Then you have Milwaukee and New York. So this is not going to be an easy stretch. I know Owen had been updating us periodically on just how difficult the schedule was the rest of the way. These are trying times a little bit. You notice Vogt, every time he talks, he says, we're playing good baseball. We're playing good baseball. Like, he has not hinted at any time that he's scared, that he's nervous, that he had to pull the guys aside, had to do a meeting with the team to try to set them straight. None of that
happened.
Well, you're
still up in the division, and you're still 20 games over 500. So let's not hold on too tight.
Right, right. I think that's messaging.
Currently seventh in strength of schedule, by the way. It keeps dropping with every series.
Because you keep playing a series, and it keeps dropping, and it keeps getting a little bit easier. I wish I had the White Sox come. Well, I say I wish I had the White Sox. You're 5-5.
They're the one we struggle with the most.
Yeah, in that series. So I do think that, again, they're pressing. I think that right now the starting rotation is taxed. The bullpen is taxed. They had to use all the pitchers they had on Monday, which made it suck even worse that they lost on Monday, because you used so many pitchers. You thought you might have a reprieve because of the storms that came through, because you're going, well, at least the game got postponed and we could get the pitchers. You had to have a traditional doubleheader yesterday. You have another doubleheader coming up tomorrow. You're going to play four games in 3 days. That's going to put a lot of stress on your bullpen. That's going to put a lot of stress on your starting rotation, because really your starting rotation, you're still trying to get this thing figured out. The best thing you have pitching for you right now, your bullpen's still been solid overall. The best thing you got going for you right now is Emmanuel Clase, but I got to be able to get to Emmanuel Clase. So this series, even though it's a short weekend series, I think there's been some people, and this is the problem with all this, is that I'm trying to hold people who were critical at the deadline and critical of the moves that they didn't make. Now, you go right on ahead and be critical if you feel it in your heart. But I still have to say, what moves could they have made that they were going to be able to get? If you want to talk Randy Arozarena, we can talk Randy Arozarena. Jazz Chisholm, were they really going to be able to get Jazz Chisholm? Or did the Yankees just have more to give? We've been over this before.
Here's what I don't want to hear.
We went over last week.
I told you this yesterday on the phone. What I am not looking forward to, but I know it's human nature, and it's probably something that I've done over the years. When
I'm sure we have.
When the team that I wanted to make a move didn't make a move, and so I'd stew the rest of the year. And when they don't win the Super Bowl or the World Series or the NBA Championship, I go, hey, they should have made a move. You know, the reality is that those guys in that clubhouse, like, they were stoked about the small moves that were made. They were thrilled. Unless they were all just lying. Like, they went out of their way in some of those press conferences or media scrums. They went out of their way to talk about what that did to the clubhouse. And if all we're going to do the rest of the year is attribute every loss to, well, they didn't make a big enough move, then I can't do that. I don't have the energy.
The biggest names
I don't have the energy for that the rest of the year.
The biggest names didn't get traded, just like you said last week. And you were flippant to people last week. And Thursday, Friday ended up going your way.
But you know the detractors will just say, well, you should have upped the offer. You should have just given more. Just keep giving more. Give him more. It's always easy to say that when you're not involved in those discussions.
Yeah, but then it puts me even more pressure on this season, because if you don't win this season, then you have nothing left in the kitty for the later.
And well, that's a double whammy. Overextend yourself.
Yes. Are you willing to make that type of move to then have to later on have to bomb this thing out to the point where I can't imagine you'd ever be the White Sox, for crying out loud, but you could be the Rockies at some point.
Well, they're always guarding against
that,
too.
They're a 40-win team that somehow took a series against us, but you get what I'm saying? Like, you're guarding against that. So they have a tough job, because guys, this has been proven. Winning baseball here still draws irks from people about why the stadium's not filled up all the time. Attendance has certainly been better this year.
Yeah,
no doubt
much
about
better.
It. And it was even good last year. But you know damn well this team cannot afford to have a 40 win at this time, like a rocky season going on right now, or A's are a different animal. I can't throw them. Miami in there. You know they can't afford to do that at the box office. They can't do it. Even if they won a World Series, say they won a World Series this year, they went all in. And I know we're talking about old things that we don't want to talk about here, but if they won a World Series this year, if in 3 years that they had the record that the Colorado Rockies do right now, 42-73,
be empty. The place would be empty.
And then you're paying the freight on that. You can't afford it. Anthony in Cleveland Heights, you're first up on the Fan. Go ahead.
You know what I find interesting? By the way, a Guardians fan first here.
Yeah.
But what I find interesting here, going back to some of your previous conversations here with regard to the Guardians and Browns, and something Anthony Lamba said last week, that it doesn't appear, when the Guardians were playing well, there was a segment of the fan base that doesn't appear to accept any explanation at all. Like, they are dead set, maybe because of the name change or the Dolans are cheap. They refuse to accept good play from them when it's happening, no matter what. And at the same token, the part of the fan base appears to not want to hear bad news about the Browns, no matter what. It's, they want constant reaffirmation, no matter how bad the news may be coming out of Berea and the Browns organization. So it's very odd to me, because from my perspective, I started the season thinking and telling my friends, I was thinking 87, 88 wins and maybe a wild card.
It's exactly what we were talking about before the season started.
So I have, when they were on pace to win 107 games or whatever it happened to be at the apex of the season this year, you know, I was telling these fellow fans of mine, they are not a 100 team win. They are just not a 100 win team. Don't expect it. I said 92 is still my goal, and if they get to 92, I'm going to be ecstatic. Including the fact that Bieber is not even pitching.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you very much.
They are on
the
pace
call
for 95 wins still.
All right, I got more about that. Remind me about that later on. Because I think, again, this is more where they're coming back down to earth a little bit, but coming back down to earth is still a team that can win this division.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.